All right, guys, if you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Now, as I ask you to go here, you're probably thinking, George, I thought we were going to focus on Christmas. I didn't know there was a Christmas passage there. Well, yeah, there's a passage that refers to Christmas there. And I think we're going to take a look at it today. And what we're going to talk about are the benefits of Christmas. We're going to talk about the benefits of Christmas. Now, why are we going to talk about that? Well, sometimes in the midst of the celebration, in which, does everybody recognize we've got celebration going on right now? Okay, some of you are having family gatherings, so of course we had our son and daughter-in-law and grandson over for the weekend. Of course, my other son showed up. We had pizza. We're playing games and everything. And so it's that time of year when families get together. You got celebrations. You have celebrations at work, celebrations with friends. It's a festive time of year. And so when you think about Christmas, well, here's my point. During Christmas, we often enjoy the benefits now, right? We enjoy the benefits now. This is the time of year when maybe you're in a job where they give you a bonus, right? Okay. I remember when I worked at Piedmont Airlines 40 years ago as a college student, they gave us a Christmas bonus. First time I was ever introduced to a Christmas bonus, okay? And they gave us a $100 bill. That was awesome. You're talking 1986. That's back when $3.25 was the minimum wage. And Piedmont Airlines gave all of us a $100 bill. The next week, we got a 1099 and telling me how much taxes I was going to owe. And it's like, oh, well, it's not that great of a blessing, is it? But it was, okay, and it was. And the reality is, we think about celebrating now. But that's where the problem lies. Because come January 1st, we celebrate that, and then we get back to normal, right? Christmas is coming in 12 months, and the, quote, benefits of that. But what I want you to notice is that the benefits of Christmas reach far beyond our current celebration. The benefits of Jesus coming and being born, of course, growing up and going to the cross for us, reach far beyond. And that's what this passage talks about. So I want you to notice with me, we're going to read it together. I want you to notice what Paul says in Galatians, his letter to the Galatians, fourth chapter. Let's start with verse 3. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Now here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to break this down into two sections. If we're going to understand these eternal benefits, okay, we got to understand what Paul's presenting here. So in verse 3, we're going to see the human dilemma. We're going to see what was our situation before Jesus came, okay? Now with that, he's going to tell us that Jesus has come. And with that, we're going to see in the final section, the benefits. Or should I say, I was thinking about this later, benefits sounds so, almost like you kind of earned them a little bit, you know what I'm saying, with your job or whatever. Maybe the better word is gifts. We're going to see four gifts that he gave you and I through Jesus coming and our being a part of it. All right, so let's talk about the human dilemma first. So let's focus in on verse 3 again. Here's what he says. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. Now, what do you mean? When we were little, George, is that what he's talking about? No, no, he's talking about immature. Immature in what? Immature in the faith. Immature in understanding what God really wants for us. He's really talking about when you and I were out without Christ. So two things stick out here. Here it is. First of all, without Jesus, you were a slave. And you're like, yeah, I don't think so. Maybe that's true then, Lord George, when most of the Roman Empire were slaves, were very few freed men. But you know what? I grew up in Kerwinsville. I grew up in Pennsylvania. I grew up in the United States, and we don't have any slaves. I was never a slave. No, 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 that's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about that you and I were slaves to sin. You and I were slaves to doing wrong because we were born with a corrupt nature. We were born in sin, so therefore we continue to sin. And because of that sin, our destiny was not good. In fact, the way he puts it here, we were enslaved to what? Elementary principles of the world. Now, what is he talking about that? Elementary principles of the world. Well, here's what I want you to see. You were enslaved.